Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Today is another AMA episode, that is, Ask Me Anything. I'd love to answer your questions, and if you have a question you think is going to be of broad interest, send it in. I'll answer it live on the air. Send your questions to Victor at victorjm.com. That's Victor at victorjm.com. Today's question comes from Mark, who writes, I'm a real estate asset manager and a developer with operations across Alberta, Quebec, and Ontario. I'm contemplating centralizing our legal operations to not only streamline communication, but also to consolidate all our legal documents into a single internal database instead of having them scattered across different legal teams. I'm thinking of employing an internal paralegal to work with external lawyers, similar to our model of using an internal bookkeeper with external accountants. What advantages or complications could arise from such a centralized approach? How might this affect the efficiency and quality of legal services we receive? Any thoughts in general? Well, Mark, this is a fabulous question. It took me quite a bit of thinking to come up with an answer to your question since there are several facets to your question. The best way for me to answer it was to think about our own business and how could a paralegal be effective central hub in managing the breadth of contracts that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. In my experience, we hire different lawyers not only for the fact that they're licensed in different jurisdictions, but also because of their areas of specialty. Companies get involved in all sorts of contracts. The more complex your corporate structure, the more agreements you're going to need internally just to keep your corporate formalities and governance and compliance. Your question is such a good question because it raises the question of who is the best person to quarterback keeping all of this straight. For example, you might have a management company that takes care of things for your real estate holding companies. There needs to be a contractual arrangement between that management company and the individual real estate entities. That might be a good use for a paralegal to help put that stuff in order. Now, if you consider the various areas of specialty in law, there's employment lawyers, contract lawyers, securities lawyers, real estate, land use attorneys, tax lawyers, estate lawyers, asset protection lawyers, there's litigators and intellectual property lawyers, and I'm sure I'm missing a bunch more. The areas of specialty are such that you could theoretically need one of these in each jurisdiction. You mentioned that you're active in three provinces. For the 10 areas that I've mentioned, that could mean a total of 30 different relationships with different law firms just for those three jurisdictions. That's a lot to keep straight if taken to an extreme. In the case of our business, we tend to focus on a few really strong legal relationships that we can work with across multiple jurisdictions. For example, we've set up our business to have a consistent approach when it comes to raising capital. Therefore, we tend to use the same legal team for our securities work across multiple jurisdictions. They get to know how we work, and we spend less time educating the lawyers on our business. Same is true for contract law. There are very few differences between jurisdictions when it comes to contract law. It's more important to me to work with someone who truly understands the nuances and risks associated with contract terms versus someone who is simply licensed to practice in a particular state. For example, all of our construction contracts get reviewed by the same individual regardless of jurisdiction. Our company is active in 9 states in the U.S. and we're active in 1 province in Canada. We have separate legal counsel in the U.S. and Canada, but we have the same securities lawyers working for us across all 9 states in which we're active. When it comes to working with lawyers, I find that a line-by-line review is almost always necessary for anything new. This is also true if we're drafting new paperwork from scratch. We spend so much of every week in legal review, whether it's real estate transactions, loan documents, new entity formation, syndication documents for a new capital raise, or merely corporate formalities associated with a corporate structure. Frankly, I can't imagine delegating that responsibility to a paralegal. A paralegal simply won't have enough understanding of the business to lead an effective review process. This is when we're making business risk decisions at the intersection of legal and the business. The complexity of decision-making has too many dimensions across too many domains of the business, and I don't believe this is something that can be effectively delegated to a paralegal. Solving a single legal problem, like evicting a problem tenant, then absolutely, a paralegal is perfect for that role. A paralegal could be used to help organize all of the contracts and make sure that they're properly filed, but frankly, I think they're overqualified for that job. A contracts administrator doesn't need the training of a paralegal to be effective at their job. A good administrative assistant should have the skills to manage this aspect of the business, provided a proper document library system has been implemented. An admin assistant might not be the right person to create the structure for your business to maintain its legal house in order, but they certainly have the skills to use an existing structure once it's been created. I truly love your question, Mark, because it caused me to think about how we solve that problem, because I think it's a problem that every business faces to one degree or another. If you do decide to implement this, I'd be keen to follow up with you in 3 or 6 months to see how it's working out. Love to see if this is something that potentially has some merit. I want to thank you, Mark, for a fabulous question. And for the listeners at home, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.